Just to go back to this, to what we learned about last week, and then to try to do a chazara of the simin. We were discussing last week the bracha on juices, on soups, and we mentioned different malachim and the rishayim to explain the difference that by juices we say a bracha of sha'akol, and by soups, there could be times when it will be a bracha of hadama or ha'etz, depending on what's being cooked in the soup. If I have a soup with vegetables, and I'm eating the soup with the vegetables, it's a vegetable soup, and the vegetables are part of the soup, not as just a piece of vegetable here and there lying around, but I'm eating the soup with the vegetables, so then, of course, the bracha is a bari pri adama, and that bari pri adama pat is the liquid of the soup. Even if the liquid by itself would be a shahakal, but the ikar over here is the vegetables, so the ikar pat is the tafel. To the extent that even if I'm left with some liquid at the end, without vegetables, it does not need its own bracha, it was already patted with the bari pri adama of the vegetables. If in a case where it's a vegetable soup, where there are vegetables in there, but to you the ikar is the liquid, not the vegetables, if that would be the situation, so then we apply the rules of ikar and tafel, and the bracha will be shakal, and the shakal will pat to the bracha of the vegetables in such a case. Why on the liquid alone do I not make a bari pri adama? So the answer is because it's a vegetable soup, the liquid alone, does not receive such a strong taste of the vegetables. The taste that the liquid has is not strong enough, and that was one of the tanayim we mentioned. In order for the liquid to get the bracha of the vegetables, has to have a very strong taste of the vegetable. Especially, most times, a vegetable soup is being made of a few different types of vegetables. So it has a strong taste of vegetables, but not of any single vegetable. Has of all the different vegetables together. And in order to take on the bracha, I have to have the taste of the vegetable itself. If I go ahead and I take this vegetable soup and I puree it, so then I'm grinding, I'm blending it, it's merusik legamre. So that takes us to Siv Zayin, where in such a case, it's shahakol. Shakal, even though it's vegetables with soup, and I would have made a hadam on the soup, but now that it's blended, it's blended to a way that it's not nicker anymore, so then it will be shahakal. The one soup which may have a strong taste, the liquid alone may have a strong taste of what's being cooked in it, would be an onion soup. If you cook the onion soup long enough, so again, if I'm eating the onion soup with the onions, then it's pasha, that's ha'adama. But if, let's say, I cooked it to eat the onions, that's one of the time, to eat the onions and also the soup, and it's the derech also to cook onions in liquid, so you have the derech and you're also cooking it for both, but I happen to now want to just drink the liquid alone, so then that's a case where it probably has a very strong taste of the onions, which could give it a din of a bari pri ha'adama, if you just drink the liquid alone. If in a case of let's go back to juice, I have orange juice. So we came out last week that the bracha on orange juice, apple juice, is shakal. The Gemara calls it Zeya. It's a moisture. It's just the moisture of the fruit. So it's shahakal. There is a svara mentioned, perhaps by the Rashba, Chaznish goes with such a svara, that if it became the derech to make this juice, and they grow a special plant, is planted for juice, like we find by oranges, there's a juice orange, and they're growing it for juice, and it's hard to even eat it because there's a lot of juice in it. So there is a svar to say that perhaps that would be oit. However, the minig ha'olam is that we do make a shakal. We still say the brach of shakal on such juice. What happens if I have an orange? Orange, what brach do I make on it? I make oit. If I take the orange and I would crush the orange into small pieces, it looks like the pulp that's in the orange juice. If I had a cup of that crushed orange, I'd make a eitz. It still looks like orange. It feels like orange. Has consistency of orange. I make a eitz. What happens now if in my orange juice I have the pulp? I have pieces of orange in my orange juice. So then this would be a din like a taravis. I have a mixture of juice, which is shakal, and the pulp, which is a eitz. What bracha do I make on it? So it depends. If it's just a small amount of pulp where the ikr is the drink, it's sometimes even annoying, so then the bracha will be shakal. But if to someone there's enough pulp there that to him that's the ikr, then could be he'll make an eitz because that's the ikr, but not because that on a liquid we make an eitz. There's an interesting chiddush from the Tzeis HaShulchan, Rav Avraham Chaim Noah. He brings down a tshuva's Ginis Vrodim that he's talking about coconut milk or the water from a watermelon, where he says a svar over there that since when you open up the coconut, the milk is there. The watermelon, you cut a watermelon, water drips out. So he wants to say a svar over there that on that liquid, you make the bracha of the fruit. Because it's not like a fruit where I squeezed out the liquid. Over here, this is the pre. This is the pre. The pre is the coconut milk, is the water from the watermelon. However, many argue with this, and they hold that since it's a mashka, since it's a drink, it remains a shakal, and that's halach l'maisa. It's, if you drink that liquid alone, it's a shakal nia, it's vari. In cases of where you have in the soup mezaynus, you have a knedel, you have mandlach, you have croutons, you have lokshin, where there's mezaynus in the soup, so then already that might change. It might change. We'll have to learn more about that when we get to ikar and tuffel. We'll have to come back to it. Or cases of where there's meat in the soup or chicken soup, where the meat becomes the ikr, the chicken is the ikr, that's why it's called the chicken soup. So then it will be shakal, even if there's other things there. So again, we'll have to figure out when we come to ikr and tuffel, if you have in your soup vegetables, chicken, meat, and lakshin, and croutons, if there's any soup left to it, what bracha to make on it. But that we'll have to wait for more ikr and tuffel, and we learn the rules of a taravis with mezaynus, when do we have that or not? Over here, now, until now we were talking about the liquid of the soup. Talking about juice, the liquid of the soup. What about the vegetables themselves? I cook a chicken soup, now I take the vegetables out. Now these vegetables, after I cook it, is usually They're worn out. I mean, they're cooked out already. So what bracha do I make on those vegetables? So the truth is, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, shlokos, on the vegetables themselves that were cooked, what bracha does one say on them? And one amir over there holds, shakal. Why? We don't paskin like that, obviously. We don't paskin like that. In Sifyut Beis, we see differently. In Simrish Heisiv Beis, we see differently. But the svar for this man, the Amma, is that it was changed. He compares it to Kimcha Dechiti. One of the halachas we learned in this simin was that if I take chitim and I grind it into a flour and I eat the flour, it's shakal. So he says this vegetable that was cooked out, it was cooking for hours, it was just like cooked, is similar to kimcha dechiti, and therefore it will be shakal. However, there's another mandam over there, Rav Chista, who holds, no, Sometimes will be Adama, sometimes maybe Shackle, sometimes Adama. It depends on what? Depends on what the Derech is. Or, I shouldn't say the Derech, there's three Malachim and the Rishayim. One Malach and the Rishayim is that it depends whether it's Toiv, whether it's good, tastes good when it's cooked, or tastes better when it's raw, or tastes good when it's cooked and raw. That's Tosfos use the Lashon of Toivim. How is it, when is it good? When does it taste good? According to Tosfos, it's Tali Metzius. If I cook these vegetables, does it taste good or not? Does it have still a good taste or not? Rabbeinu Yonah uses the Lashon of, if it's Nechal, the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning not whether it's Toiv, whether it's right to be eaten. Some vegetables, after you cook it up, is just not really fit to be eaten. You want to eat it anyways, but it's not right to be eaten. A third malach is the Rashba, who says, is it the derech to cook this vegetable? If it's a type of vegetable where the derech is to eat it raw and you cook it, so then it'll be shakal. If it's a vegetable which the derech is to eat it dafka cooked and you eat it raw, it'll be shakal when it's raw. So it seems that there are three malachim here, and this had the Magen Avraham, some Reish Hayes. Sifkat and Gilma learns that there's a machlekes Rishayim over here. However, the Eliyarabba, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, seem to learn that there's no machlekes over here, and everyone agrees that it's totally in Derech. And this seems to be also the way the Mishnah Berurah takes on in our Simin in Sif Yud Beis, that if you have a fruit or a vegetable, and there's a derech to eat it davka cooked, and you want to eat it raw, it will be shakal when it's raw. If the derech is to eat it davka raw, and you decide to cook it, then it will be shakal when you cook it. It will be telling you what Rav Bnei Adam, how Rav Bnei Adam viewed this. And that's what seems to be the halacha. The question would be, if let's say I had a type of vegetable which the derech is to eat it mixed with other vegetables. And Mishmur talks about kraut, which is cabbage. So let's say the derech was that you only eat cabbage, plain, you only eat it in coleslaw. So it's not a question of cooked or raw, it's eaten raw, but it's always eaten with in a coleslaw. So if I decide to eat it raw, does that alone, by itself, not mixed with something else? That's an interesting question. But what's the svar over here? What's the svar? And the svar takes us back to the old simon. The svar, Rav Kivega in Hilchis Pesach, in Simon Tov Ein Hei, on the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Yud, the Rav Kivega says, what's the svar for that stali in derech? I was saying that stali in the derech, how people eat this. Why should we tell in the derech? I have a beautiful, let's say, apple. Let's say the derech to eat the apple is raw. So if I go and not bake, let's say the derech will be not to eat it baked. And I bake it. So what's wrong? It's still an apple. So if Kivega says, so he's talking about over there, marer. Marer, the bracha marer is shakal. Why is it? Because since not the derech to eat it, einoi choshuv levorech al chai habracha mevureres. To give it its special bracha, its chosen bracha, is not chashev. It's not chashev because no one eats it raw. So now they're eating it raw on Pesach, it doesn't get its bracha of Adama. It's a shakal. So you see, the svar over here is that, of course it has a shem pri. But not everything that has a shem pri has its bracha. It has to be chashev. What gives it its chashivas is that you have a pri and you're eating it the derech how it's normally eaten. That's the chashivas of it. Perhaps there are diyukim, maybe a little different than this in Rashi and Alam Chesam Beis and otherwise, but this is the Yisod. That's the Yisod. There's an interesting Bi'ar Halacha over here. The Bi'ar Halacha on Sif Yud Beis, where the Bi'ar Halacha has a question. Be'aloch is different maschovim ain derech. Says he has a question. Tzarch imel kamon. Later on in Simon Reish Ches Sifdalid, it says if someone eats dogan chai, raw grains, akoisis is a chita, someone chews chitim, and brings that over here. It says that HaKoyis is chidiv ulai mishum zesh shina Rambam paragimel lehetik abraisi kedarkoi. So he has a question over here that later on in Simreish Ches, it's mashma that even though it's not chashav, it still has a brach of ha'adama. It's not normally eaten this way. So he gives a teretz, and he explains, he says, the minei dog and kimshu muchen the mazain chashav yaisu. Even since it's muchen for mazain, therefore it's more chashav. Which, according to this, it works out with the svar of Kiv Eger. That Rav Kiv Eger is saying that what derech gives it a chashivas. So he's saying over, even if it's not the derech to eat it, but if it's used for mazain to satiate a person, it gives it a chashivas also. So what comes out is that sometimes you can have something, you have to be mevar, that is not the derech to eat this way, but still it can have its bracha because it has a chashivas. There's a question which takes us back. We're chazering, so back to the beginning of the simen. In the beginning of the simen, we learned that baisar. What's the bracha on baisar? Baisar is these grapes which didn't reach the share kapul lovin. We explained that what's the share kapul lovin? At that point, I could squeeze it and some liquid would come out of it, right? Grapes are grown for wine. So if I can't squeeze it for the liquid, it hasn't been grown yet. So the question is that Chayodim is that why does it say over here that a baisar, you make a bari priya adama, it's not the derech to eat it, so it should be shahakol like we learned in Sif Yud Beis, should be shahakol. So Rav Moshe, in Igris Moshe, Rav Moshe answers that very say this is the keteret. He says, baisar is a grape which wasn't fully grown. I pulled it off the tree to eat it the way it is. So you're right. It could have stayed on the tree and grown more. But right now, it is in the way it's going to be for me to eat it. The case is over here in Sif Yud Beis, over there, something was, it's not just that it was taken to eat this way. I did something to it. I cooked it, or I'm eating it raw. I'm not allowing it to get to that darg over here. When I pulled it off, it can't go further. And as he says, it's far over here. Sif Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, is really a hemshech, and the Rishonim bringing that as a hemshech from Sif Yud Beis, as a ha'ara on Sif Tezayin, and then we'll go back to the beginning. Tezayin, al pilpul v'zangbel yuvashim. You have pilpul, which is pepper, or ginger, which is dry. So the halacha is, or cloves. V'cholka yaitz b'zeh she'ein derech la'ochlam elai de taroivis, ein mevarech aleim klum. We don't make a brach on them, right? So Sifta Zion says if one would want to eat the pepper, plain pepper, or ginger, or one of these spices, where it's not the derech to eat it plain, you always eat it with a taroivis. So then the halacha is, you don't make a brach on it at all. On Rituvim, if it's fresh, if it's wet, still not dried out, that's if you chest, then you make a bari priya adama. So the question is that if you remember from the beginning of the simin, we quoted from the Chum Sedeshin, that there's a case in Simin Reish Gimel of Besamim Sheshachaku. I took Besamim and I ground it. And the halach of them, Reish Gimel, Siv Zayin, is that you make the bracha, you make its bracha, b'samim sheshchukim, ravim suki, you add some sugar to be able to eat it, ha-b'samim ikram, mevarachalim, kedim berchas oisim b'samim. You make the bracha of the b'samim. And we explain why, Mishmur said a yisoid, that even though we learned that when I crush a fruit or a vegetable, I crush it, I blend it, I puree it, I destroy it. The halacha is that shakal. But if the derech to eat this fruit is davka by being merasik in the gami, by crushing it completely, So then it remains like whether it's bracha. That was the yisoid we said over there. So the question is, why is this different? Why is this halacha of pilpul v'zagbol yiveishim any different? The derech is to eat it when it's crushed. So the answer is like the way the Mechaber says over here. The Mechaber is telling you that over there by some sheshachaku, the derech is to eat the b'samim as on its own. You add a little sugar to give it a better taste, but you're eating the b'samim that you ground up. That's when we're going to say the rule that if the derech to eat this fruit is ground, so then it remains with its bracha. But if it's never eaten alone, it's always eaten with something else, which is that's the case of pilpul over here, so then it's not going to have, so then we're not going to apply that rule. So now I want to ask you a question. What bracha do you make on sugar? If someone wanted to take a spoonful of sugar, right, he has a suffix brachis, and he's not sure if he has to make a bracha on the drink. He drank some wine, a small amount of wine, and it's a suffix now if he has to make a shahakal on the soda that he's drinking afterwards. Right? The halacha is that yayin is paitikol mashkin, just like bread patas other foods from bracha, so wine patas other mashkin. So this machlek is how much wine do you need to drink in order to have this din that passes the bracha on the other mashk. So he drank a small amount, he's misupping. So he wants to make a shakal on something. So he has sugar. So what bracha do you make on sugar? So the Shulchan Aruch says that on sugar, what bracha do you make on sugar? A sukkah siftezvav mevarch shakal. You make a shakal on sugar so you can take a spoonful of sugar and make a shakal on it. The question is why? Why does one make a bracha shakal on sugar? Sugar grows from the ground. And not only that, the derech of sugar is to grind it into small little granules, to small little pieces. That's how sugar is used. So if you take a look at the Bi'ur Halacha over here, the Bi'ur Halacha struggles on this. He quotes the Rambam, the Torah, and he really goes back and forth on this, and it's a long Bi'ur Halacha, which maybe Kedai for one to take a look at. And when he turned the page on the second side, a few lines down, he says he's side over here. He says, at the end he says, Ve'ein lanu. We only have one reason for this, he says. He says, Ve'ein lanu tam bezeh levarch shahako, ela, לפיספר השני שזוך הרמב״ם, ומפני שמשתנן על ידי האור. Because it gets changed through the R. The way you make sugar is they mix the sugar with water, and then they dehydrate it and turn it into a rock, like sugar candy. It's a rock, and then they grind it into small pieces. So the Mishmur says over here, that through this process of making sugar, it's so much changed from its original way it looks, that even though it's the derech to crush it, but it loses its bracha, it's kilu, it's a new entity. Panim chadash is ba'olakan, it's something new. This yisoid is also used for the question that many paiskim have, what bracha do we make on chocolate? Chocolate is made from coffee beans. And no one eats coffee beans by themselves. Coffee beans are usually used ground up, make cocoa from it, and either you could drink a cup of cocoa or you could use, not coffee beans, I meant cocoa beans, sorry. Cocoa beans, people don't eat cocoa beans alone. Either you grind them and you make powder and you make your cocoa, hot cocoa, or your cold cocoa, or you make chocolate from it. So the derech is to eat the cocoa beans are, this is how it's eaten. So, why is it shakal should be a bayir prio eitz? And there are some places that want to say that. The teretz is, ein lano tam ella, like the Mishmur says, for the minig olam to make shakal is because it's so changed, it's so far from what it originally is that it's kilo, it's a new entity here, and that's why we make a bayir shakal on it. So going through this simin is supposed to give us a tremendous appreciation for the brachas that we make on fruits. We started off with halacha that there's a din that on prio eights, on peiros that grow on a tree, we specify it in the bracha by saying by prio eights, because there's a certain gratitude that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for growing the fruit on the tree rather than on the ground. And yayin, wine, is an exception to that. Wine is the fruit of a grape and really should be by prio eights, but because of its chashivos, we give it its own bracha of bayi pri hagafen. The other liquid that's also considered a pri is olive oil. An olive oil, one would make a bayi pri eitz if they were eaten in a way that's not mazik them. Pirish, azuki mazik doesn't mean dafka that it damages you, but it means you have no hanuf from it because it's very sharp and bitter. So you don't have hanuf from it. There's no hanaf from it, but if I would eat in a way that I would be getting hanaf from it, the chayr would be a bayi prio eitz. And then we moved on to Sif Beis, where in Sif Beis discusses that there's a pri, to be considered a pri, to be able to say bayi prio ha'adama, bayi prio eitz, has to be a pri, and there's a shear to the pri. So in the Mechaba, we saw one shear. As soon as the bull comes out, that's already a pri, but the Bi'ar Lacha quoted other achrayim that had other opinions, that's totally in Maestris, in Nuchas Maestris. You have to learn the Rambam to see each fruit and each vegetable. At what point is it considered a Gemara pri? And the Mishmur says one should be Chayshish for those Shitas. Then until it reaches that shear, we just spoke about then the green tomatoes that are pickled. We gave a svar that even though when you go to the store, you're buying it, it's still not ripe and may not even be that the share of the of maestris might be less than that. But since it off the tree, it could reach it. If I would leave it around, I'd leave the avocado around, I'd leave the tomato around, it would turn red, it would reach the share. So then that's enough ready to make the bracha by pre array now because it has the potential to it. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about in a case where it was picked in a way where it cannot reach that shear. That's as far as the Samachrayim say. Then we went on to discussing that what happens when you have a fruit or a vegetable which has different parts to it. Different parts to it. There's the main part of the fruit that has the chash of a bracha, the chosen bracha of by prio eitz or by prio adama. But if it's a secondary part to it, it goes down in madrega, it goes down to a adama or down to a shakal, which led us into discussion about if one would eat the seeds of a fruit or vegetable or the peels of a fruit or vegetable. So we said the seeds would go down to the madrega from Adama to Shakal or Eitz to Adama. However, those seeds that are being bought in the stores where it's grown for the seeds, the fruit of the fruit is the seeds, so that will remain with the Hadama or Eitz. So therefore those seeds. But if you decided at home to take your watermelon seeds and dry them out and salt them or roast them, your own watermelon seeds would taka be a shahakol, as opposed to the ones you buy. Peels, we had a svar to say that even on those orange peels, chocolate-covered orange peels, if someone would want to eat it, and to him the orange peels are the ikker. So Pashtas from the halacha would be mashma that you would make a ha'adama because you go down a darga, but there's a svar that we mentioned that it's different than the kafrisin, the peels of the tzlaf, of the avyainis, the fruit on the caper bush, because over there the peel falls off. It's not part of the pre. The pre grows without it. As opposed to orange peels, it stays on the orange until the end, and it's there to protect the orange from drying out, so it's part of the pre. So you make the regular bracha, and then we moved on to the halacha of, and Sif Hei, different examples of different fruits where you may be bitter, sweet. Are you getting hana? You're not getting hana. We mentioned, Sifo was the tzlaf rule, then Zion. Zion spoke about where I take this fruit, which is a pre, and I crush it. I'm crushing it, depending on what you're doing to it. You're taking a potato, you're mashing the potato, it will remain with ha'adama. If I'm taking it and I'm doing something to it, I'm taking apples and making applesauce from it, where it lost its texture, lost its consistency, doesn't feel the same, doesn't look the same, so go down to Shaka. We said a chiddush that if I reconstruct it, I took those potatoes and I made it into a powder and then I reconstructed it back to a potato, it's Hadama now, because it looks like a potato. And we spoke about potato chips and we spoke about Pringles and those different popcorn, cornflakes, different chidushim we had over there. And that took us to the next part of the siman, which was about the soups and about the liquid that the fruits and vegetables are cooked in, or the juices that are being extracted from the fruits, and the different shitas harishonim, what the din would be in such a case. And then today's shir began with Sifyut Beis, which is talking about the derech, what's the derech to eat this fruit, that's what gives it its chashivas, and then you make its bracha on the thing. The Ramah ends off the simin as follows. Hagah, kol ha-peira shi'yedei b'em shem ikra pri mevarach alem bar pri ha'etz. V'she'ina ikra pri bar pri ha'adama. Now, this is an important line. V'im hu mesupik ba'im hu ikra pri ha'loi. If you're mesupik, bar pri ha'adama. V'meina yedei ma'hu, mevarach sha'akol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im hu mesupik. What's called mesupik? Hainu acha shalomad ve'ene yachal avarer. Mesupik is not, oh, I don't know what the bracha is. No. You took out the Gemara, took out the Shulchan Aruch, you learned it, and now you don't know. Avamishu lo lomad lo yoichal at sheyeh l'cheitzel chacham l'lam de brachas. Or go learn it yourself. But this is important din, and it's the chari of the Gemara right in the beginning of Ketzel Mevarchim. That someone, a suffix, you can't just use the shakel card to just make a shakel on whatever you want. It has to be a suffix, a real suffix. And that's the end of Simon Reish Beis. Okay, Mirtshem, next week we'll continue with Hilchas Chanukah. Mirtshem for the next 2 weeks. Which will take us into Chanukah, and then after Chanukah, Mirtshem will continue with Rish Gimel, Rish Dalet, with Siyata Deshmaya. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.